So thankful. We'll get Buford, get us a song. We'll get started this morning.
1:13. Give your seat.
What page is it?
1:13.
So good.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for sinners, paid our debt. All the things he did,
what's gonna matter, ain't it? Praise the Lord. What manner of love would a man have to lay down his life for you? I'm gonna go ahead and go into my scripture before we go to the Lord in prayer.
Bless you, brother.
It's gonna be in Psalms chapter 1. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and is in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in due season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen.
You know, I was, it's that time, you know, time of year, starting to camp, stuff like that. So I get our campground ready most of the time where I camp at, and mow and stuff. And, you know, I'm thankful for God. The whole time I was down there mowing, scripture, before I've heard preached, and the stuff that I've read just running through my mind. And I see these trees planted by the water, you know, and that just stood out to me.
Hallelujah.
But there's one down there that's fell over, you know, but it's still blooming at the top.
Praise
you know, it's still getting the water that it
Hallelujah.
Needs. You know, and with Facebook and everything that we're doing here, you know, they're still getting fed out there.
Amen.
You know, although they're not here, crowd is starting to come back. And I'm thankful for that. And, you know, as long as they're getting the word, they have hope. But there's trees down there that's completely dead. And I just pray that nobody just stays out so long that they get that way. And I'm just so thankful for the Lord this morning, you know, for what he does for me. You know, I'm nothing. But the Lord is everything. He's everything to me, and I'm sure he's everything to you.
Bless you, brother.
And I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning, and I'm going to take prayer.
Amen.
That led me to this right here, leaning on the everlasting God. Hey.
Sing that song, Where Could I Go? Where's that at? Buford. Used to be 341 in the old book. What's that? Living Below in this old...
159.
How much?
159.
159. Living Below in this old sinful world. Where in the world could we go except to Jesus?
On the way down to Jeffers Mortuary in 1991, make arrangements for my mother's funeral. That song was on my heart all the way to Greenville.
Bless you, brother.
Where could I go?
What key is that?
That's the key of G.
Ain't no, like Peter said, there ain't nowhere else to go, is he?
Where
glad we got him to go to, ain't you?
Does anyone have anything this morning? Any song testimonies? Well, I'll turn it over to Paul.
Praise the Lord. You know, we sung that song, "Where Could I Go But to the Lord?" I don't know nobody else. I don't want to go to nobody else but Him. Do you? He has the words to eternal life. He's got what we need, ain't he? And he's a very present help in a time of need. And I find myself needing him more and more every day. And he's a good God. We'll just let him be God, ain't he? Praise the Lord. Good to be here today. God, appreciate another privilege you give us. We might be able to come and be a part of the service and give Him praise and honor and glory. Turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter number 23. And I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about a sheep. They're kind of a odd creature. They're a noticeable creature. But sheep have to be led. And I got this Thursday at the hospital. And I'll share some things with you here. Psalms chapter number 23, if you're there, say amen. Good scripture David wrote. Used this over the years in a lot of different places, a lot of different situations, along the gravesides, different homes of comfort. But let's look at it this morning and really take it apart, unpack it, and see what all's in it. Psalms 23, verse 1 said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You may be seated this morning. But I want to look at a thing or two today about and talk to you a little bit about sheep. And turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 40. And I want to go back to this scripture right here, and maybe the Lord help us this morning to talk to you about it. In Isaiah chapter number 40, we want to share just a thing or two with you and be a help to you and a blessing, and you'll be able to use when you get down there and you get on your daily chores, Sammy. It'll be a blessing and a help to you. But Isaiah chapter number 40, let's look here this morning. Let's start reading the verse number 9. Isaiah 40 and 9 says, "O Zion," that's the church, that's us, that's me and you, "that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, and say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. And he shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Praise the Lord this morning. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture." And he goes on to say, "He leadeth me beside still waters." I want you to notice this morning a thing or two about a sheep. I've looked at them, I've watched them, I've dealt with them. But I had a preacher friend up in Kingsport that he had a flock of sheep. And he went up there one day, stay with me, I'm going summers. And he went up there one day and he's another preaching buddy come up there. And he had a bucket of feed there. The sheep was up there on the side of the hill, and he handed that to that other preacher. And he said, "Call them down here." And he gave that other preacher that bucket of feed, and he went to hollering for them sheep. Them sheep just looked at him. Some of them even backed up a little bit. And they got down there, and they got on the inside of the fence area there. And that man still a-calling them sheep. And they wouldn't come. They stood there and looked at him. And some of them, like I said, even backed up. "Thank you, young man." And then the story goes that he handed that bucket to the owner, to the preacher. And he began to holler for them sheep. And those sheep, they come running in such a way that they about run over that other man. There's another story about a sheep here. You know, we go over to Davy Crockett pretty regular over there. And there's a Jenny over there that had a little Jack. I had a little Jack, and that thing's over a year old now, up about maybe hardy size as Jenny, about the size of her. And over the years, this is before that little one come along. We'd go over there, and my wife would holler at Jenny. She'd say, "Hey, Jenny, come and get you a treat." It wouldn't matter where Jenny was in that field. She'd look up, and when she'd see Lua coming, she'd begin to bray, and she'd begin to holler for her. And it wasn't long here she had that little one there. She had that Jack, and it failed when it was little, and it broke its legs, and it's a UT. Thought they're going to have to put it down. But through the miraculous hand of God, God allowed that thing to live. And you get out of the car over there, and then she'll holler, "Hey, Jenny, and hey, Jack." And they'll both begin to bray and come towards her. Why is that? They know she's got a treat for them. But I said all that to say this. There's three sheep over there. And we go over there. She'll feed the donkeys, and I get to feed the sheep. And I'll begin to, "Hey, I'll holler, Mary and Martha, and here they'll come. They'll start braying." And here, back just a few months ago, a few weeks ago, the sheep was, their mane, their wool was getting down over their eyes, and they couldn't hardly see nothing. Stay with me now. We're getting a little churchy on you now, but they got to where they couldn't hardly see nothing. And I thought the owner was, "Surely they'll trim them up here just a little bit." And I'd call them by name, and they'd come, and they'd take it out of my hand. And some of them, I mean, they trip over from them braces, bless their heart, can't see a leg. And here they was about a week or so ago, they trimmed their eyes. They trimmed that above their eyes where they could see. And I'll say, "Hey, Mary and Martha, and here they'll come." But still yet, I don't know what it is, but God explains us just like those sheep. Those sheep are a little clumsy, and they won't do nothing. They have to be led. Did you know this morning that if I had a flock of sheep and they'll follow you? I mean, they know your voice. They'll follow you. And did you know this morning? morning that you could be inside of a fenced area, and you could go over and you could open that gate that goes out of that pasture, and you can and go back to the left or the right of it and climb across that fence. And then, brother, you know what them sheep will do? They'll stand there and they'll look at you even though the gate's open. And you can go back across the fence and look at them and climb back across the fence. They'll stand there and look at you. But if you go back in the pasture and you go out that gate, them sheep will follow you. Ain't God amazing this morning how God works in our lives and in our hearts to lead us and guide us? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He leadeth me in the green pasture and beside the still water." Did you know this morning that a sheep won't drink out of running water? It won't drink out of a bubbling water. Brother, a sheep has to have still water. And that's the way we ought to, be in our life. And God said, "Lay everything aside and lay her down outside the door and come in down here by the still water." And when you get down here, God, He'll begin to do things in your life and work through your life and pray God grow you into something that He can use. John chapter number 10. Turn there with me this morning. St. John chapter number 10. Now I want you to think about what all we just said and go read with me. In St. John chapter number 10. John chapter 10 verse number 1 said, "Verily, verily, they say now that I can say this in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus," where it says, "Verily, verily, in the name of Jesus I say unto you, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." I told you, you can take sheep down there, open the gate up, crawl over the fence, they won't follow you. But I tell you where they'll follow you. They'll follow you through the gate. They'll follow you through the door. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Stay with me. "To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out." You know what a porter is? It's a gate watcher. Somebody watches the gate. This is good if you'll have it this morning. There's a lot of them out there climbing across the fence and doing this and doing that. They're not going through the gate. They're telling you there's a lot of different ways into God's kingdom and God's heaven. You better not bother them. God's sheep know His voice. God's sheep know who to listen to. That's pretty self-explanatory this morning if we'll let her soak in. He said he called his own sheep by name and leading them out. And verse 4, he said, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. See, he ain't going to send us no word that he ain't already been. Let me share this with you. Some of you here, we come down here last Friday night. It was dark in the church, almost dark, and I sit right here, and I had Glenn, Donnie's brother, on my heart. I just couldn't get him out of my heart, couldn't get him out of my mind, couldn't get him out of my heart. I mean, that Friday night here, and I didn't know it till a while ago. Glenn come to church. He come to church Wednesday night, they say. But listen, right here, Friday night, I'm sitting right here, and Glenn at that point, he told Donnie, he said he didn't know if you're going to make it through the night Friday night. But listen, guys, God works and no man hindereth. And the Bible said right here, he said when he calleth his sheep, he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He said when he put forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Go back to that sheep, that man owned the sheep in Kingsport. Had another preacher there shaking the bucket. They wouldn't heed to it. They Some of them would even step back. Brother Abby and Willard, when I come up to the house this week, but you ought to see that porch they built. I mean, praise God, it added to the house. I mean, it don't even look like the same place. I said this right here, and please don't take me wrong. Don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But I tell you what he said to me, helped me more than he really realizes. I said, you'd have a good service Wednesday night. He said, yeah, but it ain't like having her pastor there. Hey, this morning, guys, I mean, I might not be much, but God, by the grace of God, God's going to help and lead us and lead us and guide us in the green pasture. And I see the church, we lift up Jesus more than anything. I see the church growing and the grace of God in our hearts and our lives. And God is leading us down by the still waters. You know why a lot of them ain't drinking? The water's too rough. Now, I'm preaching this morning. Raise hell in this church and in that church and stir up trouble here and stir up trouble there. And the water just stays bubbling all the time and stays just all out of whack. God help us to have to get you down here by the still water.
Yeah.
Down by the still water. And this book's amazing. Verse number 5. I appreciate Matt coming down and filling in for us other Wednesday night. I appreciate the good service he's had. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, verse number 5, he said, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. That man trying to call them sheep, and they wouldn't come to him. I mean, listen. Matt preaching the same gospel. Paul preaching the same gospel. I told somebody at Dallas up at work the other day, a pastor's job is to correct. A pastor's job is to warn. I tell you, the job of the evangelist is to preach the good tidings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know no much, but I've learned a lot of quite a little over the years about people. I've made mistakes on the journey and thought I could fix everything. Can't fix nothing. It takes the Lord.
Amen.
He said right here, and he said, a stranger they'll not follow, but flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Verse number 6 says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they which were he spaking to them. Pretty amazing, ain't it, when he talked about this and they didn't understand what he's saying. I mean, we ought as a people of God, we ought to realize that we are the sheep of his pasture. And he's not actually here as our good shepherd. He's allowed me to be a part of this program and this church to be kind of a sort of an under shepherd to lead you down to the still waters and to feed you and to give you something and to help you go along the way. And by the grace of God, guys, we're here to see Jesus shine in your life is the only reason. And he goes on to tell us this right here and shows us this. He said right here, they didn't understand it. And Jesus said in verse 7, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I'm the door of the sheep. I'm the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear them. All this other stuff that was before me, he said they were thieves and they were robbers. It ain't, listen, we're still living in a day that poor people are saying, and some preachers are even saying this, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? You better watch that crowd. They're the same as a thief and a robber. Let's go on right here. This is verse number 9, said, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leadeth me in the green pasture. I mean, God would do all that he says he'll do if we'll put him as our shepherd. How many voices are there out there in this world? How many churches are saying, come and work, come and be a part of us? We are the way. We are the truth. We are the life. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. If they don't go through Jesus, they're not the way. It's thief and robbers. And look right here in verse number 9 again. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse number 10. The thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. There's times when he's got the little lamb in his arms, and he's and the little lamb's being fed, and that thing grows, and it grows and becomes mature, and to know its boundaries and so on. I mean, you can look at a shepherd, and the shepherd's got that staff in his hand, got a crook in the end of it. I mean, when you get out of line, he just reaches out there and pulls you back. He just reaches out there and pulls you back. He just reaches out there and pulls you back. I don't want to get to the place in my life where God has to break my leg to where I can't go nowhere. But the Lord is our shepherd. But the Bible said that the robber, the thief, he don't do nothing but to come and to steal and to kill and to destroy and cause division and all that other stuff that we'll get to in just a minute. But thank God this morning, the Lord is my shepherd, and I hope he's yours. And if he's not, he needs to be. Look where this world's leading you. Look where this world's taking you. Look here. Look what this world wants from you: to kill, to steal, and to kill, and to rob, and to destroy. That's the motive of the devil in this world, is to make your life miserable. Jesus ain't like that. He said, "I come to give you life, and that you might have life more abundantly." There's plenty of green pasture where the Lord is. There's plenty to eat where the Lord is. There's plenty to go around where the Lord is. He's an abundant God, ain't he? I'd like to be small enough to serve, but I mean small enough to care, but big enough to serve and to be a help to somebody. I told them boys come up at the house, A&W Builders. And I thought, man, what? Look at the talent God's given us here in this church. All different areas of talents that the Lord's given us right here in the church. Well, the Lord can do anything. Oh, me. Let's go on, guys. This is way bigger than me today. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Did he not lay his life down for us? Let me tell this right here. Back about 2 or 3 months ago, they banned us from bringing anything to the park. We couldn't do anything with the donkey and the little Jack and Jenny and the sheep. It was kind of like this right here. It's kind of like a social distancing. Come to find out, somebody gave one of the sheep something and it about died. I know a church right now that a girl got in church and she was doing good and seen a goat out on her somewhere and said, "You mean you're going down there where Paul Reagan's at?" Yeah. You mean you're going down our Lick Creek? You mean you're going down Salem? You mean you're going here? You mean you're going there? I'm going to tell you something, beloved. There's a lot of times out there God got the lambs in his arms and somebody feeds them something that kills them. You better be careful what you feed the church. You better be careful what you give the church. What Jesus said is good for everybody. But I'm going to tell you, everybody can't take it the same and at one time. You're not feeding them babies a hunk of meat. You feed them on a bottle. I'm the good shepherd. And a good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. Why is that? Why do the sheep get scattered? Because they've got a hireling over them. A hireling is one that's been hired. Preacher, send me your resume. What will it take to get you come preach to be our pastor? You better watch that crowd. Because when the wolf comes, and he will come. Now here's what happens when the sheep get scattered. Verse number 13, the hireling fleeth because he's a hireling. And careth not for the sheep. Honey, the love of money is the root of all evil. A hireling, when he sees the wolf coming, he'll run. Because he's a hireling. He don't care nothing about you. Verse number 14. For I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Did he not lay down his life on Calvary? He was and always. He is the good shepherd. Yes. He laid his life down for him, for us. Verse number 16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. And I don't know what that kingdom crowd's going to do with this. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I'm glad, praise God, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes. Amen.
He changed me one day. He changed me from a goat. He changed me, the black heart that I had, and took it and washed it in red blood. It became white. And I'm glad, praise God, that I became part of his fold.
Amen.
Fold of sheep. He is the good shepherd. I seen this the other day. Big old white dog. Don't know what they call it. In with them. Sheepdog, I guess. But everywhere those sheep would move, that dog would get up. If they'd stop, he'd lay down. If them sheep would move, he'd get up and lay down. One would get out trying to just a little further away, and the rest of them, that old white dog, he'd get up. He'd go bump that sheep right back into the fold. Can you not see a pastor? Can you not see the love of God? Can you not see the church? I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yes.
You might feel like you're the black sheep of the family. Honey, I didn't paint you. You painted yourself. His own sheep know his voice and they follow him. He said right here, verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. And I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. And there was division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. People confused about who the Good Shepherd is. People confused about which voice to hear and which voice to follow. I don't know about you, but I want to be like, somewhat like David. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. There's a lot in this out here. There's a lot in this, guys. Let me read this again, and I hope it's a blessing and a help to you. You think about what all we've said today. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Good still water. Love God. Love one another. Get along. Do your best to keep the water as still as possible. Don't let it stagnate. And I lead you down with the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. In one of these days, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, shadow won't hurt ye. I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, thou comfort me. And I like this. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He'll always give you what you need. Amen. When you need it, in the presence of your enemies. You won't know what to do when you get there, but He'll prepare a table before you. And then when that happens, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. You'll be a mowing the grass and see a tree at green on top, and you'll relate to these things. And He'll prepare a table before you in the presence. He'll restore your soul. He'll help you. He'll anoint you, and your cup will run over. Why is it? Because the Lord is my shepherd. And this right here, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. You better be careful when they go to shaking the bucket around you. You better be careful when they go to shaking the bucket. Might be leading you the wrong way. Let's be led by the Spirit of God, and we'll be called the sons and the daughters of God. Why is that? Because the Lord is my shepherd, the chief shepherd. Why, still, it's amazing. Big old white dog. Him sheep would move, he'd get up and move with them. They'd stop, he'd lay down and watch them. The Lord just might be showing me some things. And I'm concerned about the water, ain't you? Stand to our feet this morning. Pray to God that just watch the gate, watch the door. If they try to get in any other way other than Jesus, you know what they are. Anything before we dismiss?